Alrighty, good morning everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is October 11th, 2024, guys. I can't believe we're already almost halfway through October. It feels like we just started, which is usually the feeling that I find myself experiencing every half of the month or every time my weeks just fly by. But welcome, 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 new Discolly episode. Before we do get started, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I'm always excited to be back on air. I always have a new artist for you guys, and I always have a new album to talk about. If you are new here with us today for Discolly, basically how the show works is for about half of the first half of the show, we talk about a pretty mainstream artist, someone that we like relatively know, and I mean we as in everyone in the world. And we talk about one of their albums, one of their projects. We talk about their genres. We talk about their art. We talk about everything that, you know, surrounds the lore of who they are, what they do, what they produce, and what they present to the world. And then about halfway through, we switch on over to the Discovered Artist of the Week, which is someone who usually I really, really try for it to be like someone who's sufficiently similar to this person. The person that I did today, or I'm choosing to do today, is actually only instrumental. So, but I think the production is pretty similar in the sense of like the genres that they both dabble with, but it is instrumental, so that's going to be a nice little break from our usual only vocal singers and musicians, but yeah, so it should be fun. And then yeah, we talk about them as well. We give them a platform, we talk about their discography, their art, their music, just kind of get into it, and yeah, that's basically how the show works. It's super simple. It's basically me just yapping for about an hour with every now and then me playing a couple songs, and just, you know, enjoying ourselves on this beautiful Friday morning here in Vancouver. All right, I think we should get straight into it. The artist of the week for today is, if you've seen already on my social media, Rosalía. Rosalía is someone who I feel like music nerds and like someone who is like either really passionate in like experimental music would know, someone who's really passionate in fashion would know, and someone who's like really passionate in like international celebrities would know, because she's not from North America. She sings in both Spanish and English, and she's also a fashion icon in the sense that she will wear something and wear it right, if that makes sense. But yeah, let's get into a little bit of who Rosalía is. Rosalía was born Rosalía Vila Tobella on September 25th, 1992, which does make her 32 years old, in Sant Cugat del Vallès in Catalonia, Spain. Which I don't know if you're supposed to say Catalonia, Spain, or you either say Catalonia or you say Spain. I'm not really familiar with how that works. But Catalonia is kind of like an autonomous community, I guess you could say, within Spain, that I know is trying to be independent from Spain, I think, nowadays. I'm not 100% sure, but it's located in like the usual Spain country region that everyone's pretty familiar with. She is a singer, songwriter, producer, and musician, so she does it all. So she literally does it all. And she's been described as your atypical pop star. And I think the reason why she's been described as an atypical pop star is because we see her do stuff that no other musician has done. We see her very much bend the norm trajectory of what it means to produce music and just be able to make these genres malleable and kind of move them around and work around them, within them, use them to your advantage to make a sound, and a very specific sound. And that's what Rosalía has come to be known for and unique for, is the way she makes music, which is super, super cool. And I love it so much. And that's why I honestly fell in love with her, separate from the fact that obviously she sings in Spanish. But yeah, so she herself, she grew up listening to and studying and playing flamenco. Flamenco is cultural regional music from Spain. It usually is categorized by an acoustic guitar. Sometimes someone kind of singing in a very melancholic way, kind of in like this very passionate way, and claps or snaps. Usually it's claps, snaps, and then I think there's like a drum in the back. I think not really a bongo, maybe a bongo, but it's usually like a hand drum, not exactly like a sticks and drums and cymbals and everything. But yeah, so she works with genres such as flamenco, flamenco pop, urbano, reggaeton, alternative, art pop, Latin pop, and avant pop. So quite a lot of pop, quite a lot of flamenco, but she works with it and she makes it work. She studied musicology in Catalonia College of Music. So she actually did study music. She didn't just have a talent and then ran with it and then became very talented in it and then got educated within music. She first got educated with music, started putting out her music, and then she became who she is today. She has a total of 3 studio albums. A lot of people, I think, got to know her from her second studio album. No, yes, from her second studio album and then her third studio album. Her first studio album was Los Angeles that was released in 2017. This was released, I think, when she was like just entering her 20s. And then she released El Mal Querer in 2018, and that was kind of synonymous with her bachelor degree that she was having in the Catalonia College of Music. I think she was writing some of the songs on that album as part of her bachelor degree, which is super cool, just to see how it became such a hit and such a bop. And then she released Motomami in 2022. Something that I absolutely love about an artist is when they release an album, they make an aesthetic. They create an aesthetic. Motomami is an aesthetic and is an album, which is the album that we're going to be talking about today, which is super exciting because Motomami, I embraced the Motomami aesthetic, the Motomami lifestyle when it came out, which was, like I said, 2022. And I remember that era of my life so clearly because it was kind of like, it was like me like trying, like I honestly gained some confidence from that album because like all of the songs were just super like, you know what, like I'm here and I'm going to like rule the world because like I look good. This song makes me feel good. It was kind of like that type of sentiment that I started feeling. But yeah, so that's the album that we're going to be talking about today. It's Motomami by Rosalía. A little bit about that album is that it was released in March 18th of 2022. It is under the genres of experimental pop, as I was talking about, and alternative reggaeton. I think that's pretty accurate. I would throw in a little bit of flamenco, experimental flamenco, or even flamenco pop in there. There's a couple songs that definitely do have flamenco, I guess, tendencies and flamenco sounds, such as that clapping and snapping that I was telling you, as well as Rosalía bending and shaping her voice in the sense to show off her runs, as well as her, I don't know how to say it, but like the way she is able to articulate her throat, and her airways to make it sound like Spanish music, which every different cultural music has its perks and its talents, and I think Rosalía is definitely one of the ones who can show it off the best when it comes to flamenco. And then we have 3 singles that came off of this album. The first one called La Fama. Then we have Saoko. And then we have Chicken Teriyaki. Or Chicken Teriyaki. I don't exactly know the reasoning behind some of these names. Like La Fama, I'll explain that one. Saoko, I don't even know what Saoko means. I know there's definitely some Asian influence into this album. Such as Saoko, Chicken Teriyaki. I think there is another song called Hentai. There is also Sakura. I don't exactly know the reasoning behind that. I can do a little quick search while we listen to a song. But yeah, I love that she was able to mix all of these things to create the Motomami aesthetic, which I'll get into explaining what it is. This album cleared at the Latin Grammys. What I mean by cleared is that she almost swiped all of the awards with this album. She obviously won one of the main categories of the night, which was Album of the Year. She also did very much win Best Latin Pop Album at the regular Grammys. If you didn't know, Latin Grammys and regular Grammys are two separate things, acknowledging different artists from different scopes of the world. But she was able to get so many Grammys off of this album, which honestly, well deserved. It is not quite often that we see like artists put out such an experimental album that it's honestly risky to see how the audience would receive it. And Motomami is one of them. Even like if we talk like Charlie XCX, Brat was one of them. Let's see what other one I can think of. Kind of just like experimental artists. Maybe one that's a little bit more less mainstream. I know we talked about Sophie for a bit. Sophie was very, very experimental. But yeah, that's kind of like, that was kind of like one of the shocks that it was received so well by the North American or Latino American community. And then once she released the deluxe, which was released, I think, in 2023. Let me just quickly double check that. Yes, it was. But like beginning of 2023, like fully she released, or no, end of 2022. She released Despecha. Despecha is kind of like this really upbeat kind of song. I might play it later if I have a little bit of time, but it's super upbeat, super fun. And it was the single off of the deluxe. I think I've spoken enough to not be playing any music right now. So I'm going to get into the first song that I want to show you guys, which was the song that I discovered and that helped me discover Rosalía, and that made me fall in love with her and just show me who she is and show me her ability. And this was also during the time that I was very much into The Weeknd, which is also another reason why I leaned into the song a lot. And it's La Fama featuring The Weeknd. So we'll get into that, we'll play it, and we'll come back, and then we'll discuss it because I love that song. You're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is La Fama by Rosalía and The Weeknd.
Lo que pasó, a ti te lo cuento. No creas que no dolió, o que me lo invento. Así es que se dio. Yo tenía mi bebé, era algo bien especial, pero me obsesioné con algo que a él le hacía mal. Miles de canciones en mi mente y él me lo notaba, y él tantas veces que me lo decía, yo como si nada.
Celosa, yo nunca le confiaré. Si quiere, duerme con ella, pero nunca la vayas a casar. Lo que pasó me ha dejado en vela. Ya no puedo ni pensar. La sangre le hierve. Siempre quiere más, puñaladita. Está su ambición en el pecho afilada. Es lo peor.
Es mal amante la fama y no va a quererme de verdad. Es demasiado traicionera y como ella viene, se me va. Yo sé que será celosa, yo nunca le confiaré. Si quiero duermo con ella, pero nunca me la voy a casar. No hay manera de que esta obsesión se me fuera y desaparezca. Yo aún no aprendí la manera.
No hay manera que desaparezca. Es mal amante la fama y no va a quererte. demasiado traicioné. Ay, como ya viene, se te va.
Yo sé que será celosa, yo nunca le confiaré. Si quiero duermo con ella, pero nunca me la voy a casar.
All right, welcome back. That was La Fama featuring The Weeknd by Rosalía. You're listening to Discoli. Let's talk about it. That is a song that I came to adore way, way too much. I remember when it was released as a single, and I still have, like, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but when the single is released, it has its own album cover, or I guess art cover. And then once the album is released, usually the single, like, artwork is going to be replaced by the album cover. And the artwork for this single is one that I liked so, so, so much that I printed it out. And I never put it up on my wall, but I really, really wanted to. And then once the album came out, unfortunately, it disappeared, and I was kind of sad about it. And I was like, oh no, like, I really wanted that to be in my music library, but it wasn't. But anyway, little side note. Let's talk about it. La Fama is, if you don't know what La Fama means, I mean, you can kind of translate it into English. It means the fame. And she basically wrote the song to talk about her feelings behind rising to fame, being famous, especially after her project El Mal Querer in 2018, which obviously landed her roles and gigs such as Primavera Sound in Spain, where she played her album in entirety. She also had like a small little mini tour, nothing too crazy compared to her Motomami tour. And rising to fame and being just known, she started feeling these conflicts behind what it meant to be famous and what it meant to have fame. And in this song, we really get to see how she perceives it as kind of like a person and the personification of La Fama. She talks about how es mal amante la fama, yo no va a quererte, right? It's kind of saying that fame is one that can be loved, but it's not going to love you, which is a really good way to describe it. I mean, obviously, I know that actually experiencing fame is very much different than seeing one experience fame. And she's kind of talking about like, oh yeah, like I would love it. I would die for it. But I know it's not going to love me. It's not going to like me. I'm always jealous of it. And it's like kind of like this back and forth, like fight with fame and trying to see if it's meant for you or if it's not. In the music video, I'm pretty sure Rosalía is La Fama, like she is fame. And then The Weeknd is kind of like seeing fame being performed, if that makes sense. Because at the end of the music video, Rosalía basically like kills The Weeknd with, I think, a knife. And it's kind of like that whole metaphor and demonstration of La Fama, you know, getting to some people and it, you know, sometimes being a bit overwhelming for a lot of artists. But yeah, when we're actually talking about the music itself, I love the production behind it. It's super, I mean, even the beginning, it's like this distorted kind of like, I don't even know what it is. I kind of want to say it's like a trumpet. It could just be like some like synthesizing work. But it kind of just like, it's a very like Latin beat, very regional, urban. And then like the introduction of the maracas really makes it like I'm like blanking on the dance. It is called bachata. Bachata, it's kind of like this 1-2-1 double tap kind of thing. I don't really know how to describe it here. I mean, if I could show you the moves, I will. I'm like doing it right now in my chair. But it's this type of Latin beat where it's like a nice slow movement at the same time and then double taking it on the 1-2-3 on the third beat. But yeah, we see the introduction of Latin instruments, which will always honestly wrap it all up and bring it back to kind of like that Spanish Latin core that Rosalía obviously always tries to show off. But yeah, that is La Fama. I love The Weeknd. I love that he actually really, really, really tried in pronouncing all of the Spanish words and Spanish lyrics in Spanish. He obviously has a little bit of an accent, but you couldn't honestly really tell. I can honestly tell because of me being able to speak Spanish. But I remember, I think my best friend Lila, she said that she couldn't even tell and that she loved it and that she found it super, super, super attractive that The Weeknd can speak Spanish, which honestly, I do agree. moving down the track list, I mean, I did want to start a little bit from the beginning. The first track is Saoko. I will not be playing that song today, but definitely check it out. It's one of the ones that she kind of like shows off on her TikTok on how she made the beat behind it, which is super cool. We got kind of get like a BTS on it. Then we have Candy, and then we have La Fama, and then we have Bulerias. Bulerias, I have seen it a lot on, I feel like it's a type of term for Spanish music. Let's see. Bulerias is a fast flamenco rhythm made up of 12 beat cycle with emphasis in two general forms as follows. Yeah, and then it's a bunch of numbers. I mean, I would count them out, but I don't think that's gonna help my case. But it's a type of flamenco, and I wanted to play this song kind of just to introduce you guys to her side of flamenco and how she incorporates it in an album that is kind of like, in this sense, like experimentally Latin, and leaning a bit to reggaeton, but still going back into her roots of flamenco. So we'll play it. And then we'll come back and talk about it a little bit more. You're listening to Rosalía with Bulerías.
Yo no tuve que hacer nada que yo no quisiera, y aunque ahora nadie lo ve. Yo no tuve que hacer nada que me arrepienta ni de que yo lamente ahora para mantenerme en pie. Uy, yo me maté 24/7, eso es lo que tuve que hacer. Soy igual de canta. Que vestidita de bailadora. Con un chandal de Versace. Que vestidita de bailadora. Y aunque a mí me maldigan, a mí se apaga. De cada puñalajita saco mi raga. Y aunque no tenga dinero, no tenga nadie, yo voy a seguir cantando porque me nace. Yo soy la niña de fuego, como canta Caracol, como canta Caracol. Dios bendiga a Pastor y Merced, a la ley que me entregó ya mía, a mi familia ya la libertó. Te quítate tú de medio, que tú sabes que yo te canto siete por medio. Te quítate tú de medio, que tú sabes que yo te canto siete por medio. Ay, que tú sabes que yo te canto siete por medio. Ay, que tú sabes que yo te canto siete por medio.
K'Lalalelum is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, K'Lalalelum aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, klalalelum.ca, or Instagram at KILALALELUM to learn more or donate.
Catch California noise artists TVMA and Andrew Wayne as they bring their West Coast tour to Green Auto on Wednesday, October 16th. joined by local favorites, Two Girls, One Daw, Tough Cell, B4AT, and Libra Baby. Don't miss this night of genre-blurring electronic music by queer and trans artists. Doors at 7 p.m. and music at 8 p.m. Tickets are $10 online via Green Auto's Eventbrite or $15 at the door. Masks required. Can't wait to see you there.
All right, welcome back. That was Bulerias by La Rosalía. As you could tell, if you've never listened to flamenco before, flamenco is very much kind of what you heard right there. Kind of that, I don't even know. I guess we can call it Bulerías beat, flamenco beat. It doesn't exactly follow your typical, like, you know, like 1, 2, 3, 4. It kind of like skips every now and then, which makes it kind of like super danceable for those who know how to dance flamenco, which is really cool. I was kind of doing a little digging of what Bulerías is and what was intended by Rosalía in putting a song like this on her album, especially in an album where we don't really hear that much flamenco as much as we heard it in El Mal Querer, which I highly suggest people listen to, by the way. I might do that album maybe some other episode. But Bulerías is the only song on the album that is strictly rooted in flamenco. Rosalía admits that she was tempted to make Motomami completely absent of any explicit flamenco track as a statement, but she decided it was also important to honor her roots and the rhythms that have been her biggest inspiration for so many years, making and studying. Rosalía uses Bulerías to highlight the hard work that lies behind the glamour of her celebrity position, offering a rare response to her critics. I always find that very interesting too, actually, now that that was raised. A lot of critics don't really like, especially like American critics, it is harder for them to wrap their judgment and criticisms around international music, whether that be flamenco, whether that be even Afrobeats. It's very hard for them to, I guess, understand it, which I know it's not exactly their area of expertise. But especially when you're like a music critic and music is so broad and so complex and so unique for various different cultures, you have to go in with it with an open mind. And that's kind of like where I stand on even listening to new music. I go in with it. If I like it, I like it. And yeah, like I'll stand behind it and I'll like, you know, I'll like help you promote it. But also if I don't like it, I'm still going to acknowledge the work behind it and how that was probably hard to make and how this definitely has a history behind it, which I know Rosalía definitely received some criticism after Mal Querer in being a little bit too different for some people. But then it was received really, really well by the Latin community. And once the Latin community has it, they will not stop playing it. And I love that they always do that. Going down the track list, we do have Chicken Teriyaki, and an English accent, if you will. Chicken teriyaki, I mean, it is very much a Japanese dish. I think it's just rice with chicken and then like a teriyaki sauce. Again, I can't tell you why she named this song Chicken Teriyaki. I guess we'll have to listen to it and maybe see what's the meaning behind it. But that is the next song I do want to play, because after that we do have Hentai and Bizcochito. I feel like everybody knows Bizcochito. I might just play the beginning of it and then just kind of a little refresher on what that song is. And then moving down after Bizcochito, we have G3N15, Motomami, which is the title track, Diablo del Rio de Grandeza, Cute with many U's, ABCDEFG, which is a little alphabet, which honestly I'm debating. I was like, do I want to play her alphabet and see what she does? Maybe I will, just for the culture, just for the plot. And then after that, we have La Combi Versace. But before we move on to La Combi Versace, which is a song that I want to wrap up with today, we're going to play Chicken Teriyaki. Chicken Teriyaki is honestly, that's a song that kind of makes me want to pop a little move and a little boogie on my chair. It's super fun and it's super like beat intense. Like it kind of, it's very experimental. It's very kind of not, I don't want to say electro. You'll see. I won't give it away too much. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM. Whoa, I was almost going to say 0.5. 101.9 FM. And this is Chicken Teriyaki by Rosalía.
La Rosalía. Rosa, sin tarjeta. Se la mando a tu gata, te la tengo con roleta, no hizo falta. aquí, chicken teriyaki. Tu gata quiere maqui, mi gata en Kawasaki. Quiero una cadena que me arruine toda la cuenta, como una Naomi en los 90. Rosa, sin tarjeta, se la mando a tu gata. Te la tengo con roleta, no hizo falta serenata. Pati naki, chicken teriyaki. Pati naki, chicken teriyaki. Pati naki, chicken teriyaki. Tu gata quiere maki,
mi gata en Kawasaki.
Quiero una cadena que me arruina toda la cuenta, como Julio en los 70.
Pati naki, chicken teriyaki.
Un billete, dos billetes, una tienda de billetes. La más dura que le mete. En Nueva York, patinando pa' los highs. Tu amigo me sabe la que hay, hey. Y si la fama es una condena, pero dime antes que te pague la cena. Me estás tirando sombras como drag queen, chula como Mike Dean. Rosa, sin tarjeta, se la mando a tu gata. Te la tengo con roleta, no hizo falta serenata. De azúcar la mami, todo sin recibo. Leo pentagrama pero no lo escribo. Desde Queens hasta Tribeca, un ramo de flores azules no se seca. Patina aquí, chicken teriyaki. Patina aquí, chicken teriyaki. Patina aquí, chicken teriyaki. Tu gata quiere maki, mi gata en Kawasaki.
Fun song, right? I love chicken teriyaki. Doing a little bit of research in trying to see what she was talking about when she said chicken teriyaki maybe a gazillion times. Nothing actually crazy related to chicken teriyaki. She's actually talking about New York City, which I don't know, chicken teriyaki in New York City, there's kind of a rhyme in there. But after doing a little bit of quick little research, the song combines references about her family's love of motorcycles and her own strolls through New York City. It also seeks to create a contrast between lyrics with an occasional hard edge, I mean, if you can't tell by the really strong beat, to them, and the cuteness found in Japanese concept of kawaii. Super cool. Super, super cool. I guess technically there is a line with New York City. She says, visitando mi joyero. Joyero is jeweler in Spanish. She's talking about visiting her jeweler in New York City. I mean, I will say, Rosalía, once she rose to fame, she definitely blinged herself out. She kind of got like one of those like tooth, I don't even know if it's called an implant or like a tooth gem, tooth decor. And going off of this like aesthetic that she had behind motorcycles, butterflies, and that kind of core, she got like a little butterfly gem. It's like a whole butterfly that covered her two front teeth. And that was kind of like her aesthetic for a bit. She's known for it a lot. She was paparazzi'd like way too much on it. But it was iconic. I'm not gonna lie. Moving down the track list, like I said, we have all these crazy things. I will be playing Bizcochito just to remind you guys what that song is, because I mean it was everywhere on TikTok. Let's experience it a little bit.
Yo no soy un idiota, tu bizcochito, pero tengo todo lo que tiene delito. Que me pongan en eso, que me derrito. El mal de ojo que me mando, me lo quito. Yo no soy un idiota, tu bizcochito. Pero tengo todo lo que tiene delito. Que me pongan en eso, que me derrito. El mal de ojo que me mando, me lo quito.
All right, that was just the beginning of Bizcochito. If that rang a bell, I hope it did. That was trending on TikTok for so much time, and she especially made it a trend once she went on tour, which I did want to talk a little bit about her tour, the Motomami tour that happened in 2023. Unfortunately, I'm so sad. She did not come to Vancouver, and she was not anywhere for me to be able to see her, which is a bit of... It's very sad. I really wanted to see her live. She was putting on such a good show. The entrance of her show was like everyone in like these motorcycle light up like helmets. And then she came in with one that had ponytails coming out of the top. And then she like took it off. And then she was there, spotlight. And she was wearing this crazy leather outfit. And she was just crazy. Her energy and her presence on stage is phenomenal. One that can honestly not be described, and you should just search up a video and just see it. The beginning of her like singing Saoko, she's like, Chica, ¿qué dices? sorry. And it's just super fun. And I wish I got to see her. I know she made it to Coachella. She made it onto the big stage in Coachella. I guess it's called the Coachella stage. And unfortunately, this was so sad. I was traveling to Mexico on May 3rd of 2023 with my best friend. And she had announced a free concert in El Zócalo, Mexico City. El Zócalo is kind of like this huge plaza in the middle of Mexico. And she announced a free concert of her Motomami tour, April 30th. The way I almost very much cried into a pillow, because I was like, one, I'm missing a free concert. Two, I'm missing Rosalía. And three, I'm missing Rosalía in Mexico by 3 days, was pain in all of my existence. But it is what it is. I hope to see her maybe one day for her new album. I don't know when it's coming out. It's been 2 years since she released an album. Girl needs to get on it. But again, no pressure. Again, I'm very thankful. But but yeah, hopefully I get to see her one day. She absolutely killed her Motomami tour, and it was a whole incredible era that I wish I would have experienced. Going down the track list, I did kind of want to show you guys what ABCDEFG is. She basically says the alphabet in Spanish, and she puts a word, like when she thinks of A, she thinks of what word in English? And when, sorry, in Spanish. Which is fun, full of culture. Maybe I'll play half of it, maybe I'll play the whole thing. And then we'll wrap it up with La Combi Versace. And this is ABCDEFG.
A de alfa, altura, alien. B de bandido. C de coqueta. D de dinamita. E de expensiva, emperatriz, enigma, enterada. F de flux, ion. G de guapa. H de Hondura. I de inteligencia artificial. J de jineta. M de motomami. Motomami, 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 motomami. N de ni se te ocurra ni pensarlo. O de orquídea, P de patrona, Q de qué reinona, R de racineta, racineta, rango, racineta, rango, S de sata, T de titánica, U de ultrasonidos, V de vendetta, W de Willy Colón, de Winterfall también, X de te despejo la X en un momento, Y de yenes, de llantas, y Z de zarzamora. O de zapateo.
O de zorra también. What an iconic person for just saying the ABCs in her album as a little song. Something that I did forget to mention that I wanted to kind of talk about, Bizcochito, that happened with the tour. I completely forgot. That was literally the merging point that I wanted to say. Is that when she started Bizcochito on her tour, she kind of just stood in front of the stage alone. And she just like pretended to chew gum. I don't really know how better to explain that, but she would just look into the crowd and she'd just like chew it, but like masticate it aggressively and just kind of like give like a kind of judgy face to the crowd and just kind of be like kind of, I don't know what to say. Just search up Rosalía chewing gum Bizcochito. That's all you need. And you've been cultured. That's it. Going down the track list after ABCDEFG is La Combi Versace, which is Rosalía featuring Tokisha, yeah, which I'm pretty sure is the third to last song after the album. There's Como Un Hey, Como Un G, and then there's a little thank you note that we have after, and then there's This Becha, which is the single off of the deluxe. I mean, she added 8 songs for a deluxe, which is honestly pretty generous, I'm not gonna lie. We'll listen to La Combi Versace, we'll come back, wrap up Rosalía, and talk about our discovered artist of the week. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is La Combi Versace by Rosalía.
Anda por la noche, puesta pa'l derroche, tu pelo salvaje, la combi Versace. Anda por la noche, puesta pa'l derroche, tu pelo salvaje, la combi Versace.
¿Qué fue?
Vestida con colabo,
allá la colabo.
Medusa arriba y abajo,
calabrón y guapo.
Donate la frenzy,
kilo tela.
Soltando los benji,
cheque.
Hoy se party con la Fania, hangando con salseros. Bendicen todas mis canciones, para que tú te enamores. Anda por la noche, puesta pa'l derroche, tu pelo salvaje, la combi Versace. Anda por la noche, puesta pa'l derroche, tu pelo salvaje, la combi Versace.
¿Cómo es que ve?
Rusi si son coming.
Así va.
Usi Abinoni. FaceTime con Milani.
noche, tu pelo es sabache, la combi Versace.
Juntos por la noche, puto pa'l derroche, tu pelo es sabache, la combi Versace.
Es el lazo, Versace, saliendo del callejón.
Desfilamos Dior Custom en el colmadón.
Con la tanga Gucci en una cola de motor.
Me llevo todo el mall montado en un camión.
Con el rojo con el rosa. Vestida de blanco, me he visto de novia, pero no soy tu esposa.
Los tenis Valentino.
Mi bizcocho de mochino, gargantilla de zafiro.
Diamante azul marino. Y si yo llevo la ropa pica porque soy la más real. Bitch, me creo de verdad.
Me doy un flow de paca, me veo original. Es la marca más cara que tú no vas a poder copiar.
Juntas por las noches, puta pa'l derroche. Tu pelo es sabache, la combi Versace.
Juntas por las noches, puta pa'l derroche. Tu pelo es sabache, la combi Versace.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
This is a journey into sound.
Gotta have house music.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
You in my head now, my life.
This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang. A.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
I love house music, so honestly, definitely check it out. Techno Progressivo. But anyway, you're listening to CITR 101.9, the last 15 minutes of Discoli, and we just wrapped up La Combi Versace by La Rosalia. That song is basically just like an ode to her love for Versace and Gucci, and it's Versace, as Donatella says herself. Combi is kind of like, I guess, kind of slang for like combination of Versace. Kind of talk about like the versatility and flexibility of being able to style Versace is kind of what the song is talking about. I mean, there's even a lyric where she talks, or I think it might be Tokisha who says it. But it's like, "Besfilamos Dior custom en el colmadón," and then "con la tanga Gucci en una cola de motor." Estilazo Versace saliendo del callejón. Basically, we've had three designer clothings dropped, name dropped: Versace, Gucci, and Dior. But yeah, her love for fashion, it is what it is. She's a fashion icon as well, multi-talented. But that is basically Rosalia for you guys this week. I did want to talk about a bit about vinyls, but she actually didn't have a variety in her vinyls. She just had a standard red. She didn't even have a black. It was just a standard translucent red with the album cover, of course. And then she recently released the deluxe vinyl, which was the red artwork with a bit of a like a changed artwork in the front, but it's similar idea. And then on a transparent vinyl. So nothing too crazy. She very much kept it simple. Which, honestly, she killed it in the first pressing. No need to make another one. She did great. All right, we are moving on to our discovered artist of the week, Lara Wong. Lara Wong is kind of someone that I kind of just ran into. I was just searching up like flamenco artists. She was born in 1990. She is 34 years old and from Vancouver. Vancouver, British Columbia, guys. She is Canadian. She is a flutist, and she... I mean, yeah, she plays, like, flamenco music on a flute. So her lyrics, there's no lyrics, like I said, it's purely instrumental. But her lyrics are, like, what is conveyed through her flute, which is super, super cool. And honestly, I was taking a listen to it, and I was still being able to dance. I mean, that's what flamenco does. As long as there's a beat, you will see me moving my hips. That's for sure. She released her album Rosa de los Vientos in 2022 as well. Super cool artwork. I don't really know how to explain it. She kind of has like her ponytail is kind of like wrapped within her flute, and she's kind of holding her flute. Really cool concept, if I'm being honest. And I wanted to play the first song of this album, which is called Candalusa. And then in parentheses, like we've spoken about, Bulerias. So we'll get to hear that typical flamenco beat again. But now with Lara Wong on the flute. You're listening to Discali on CITR 101.9, and this is Candalusa. Welcome back. That was Candalusa, parentheses, Bulerias, by Lara Wong on the flute, guys. On the flute. Did you see that breath control? I will never, ever, ever understand, and I also very much respect people who do air instruments, trumpets, whatever. What is it called? Trumpet. There's the trombone, even the oboe, the flute, the pan flute. Like, the breath coordination that you have and the breath control is actually insane. I mean, you can clearly hear within the recording of the song as well, that you can hear like when she takes her breaths. But there's sometimes where you're just like, are you gonna breathe? Are you gonna breathe? Like, or am I gonna breathe for you? Because like, I feel like you're running out of breath. But she did great. As you can see, the typical flamenco aspects in the song, like I said, there's the clapping. I mean, there's like the I don't even know how like they do it. It's like, I think they double clap every third beat. Maybe, possibly. It might also just switch. It depends. I should maybe like look into studying a little bit about Bulerias, so I could be a little bit more educated on that end. But yeah, it was written by Lara Wong, Melon Jimenez, and Jose Manuel Ruiz Motos, also known as Bandolero. Bandolero, sorry. Moving down the track list, we have Sama Alegrías featuring Tino Di Geraldo. And that one is a pretty... She has a couple long songs on this album, I'm not going to lie, with 744, 719, counting on the minutes. This album is under Worldwide. Sometimes Worldwide and Alternative are genres that, again, I kind of have a vendetta with. They just kind of like throw them, like when they don't know what type of genre it is, like Apple Music just kind of throws it into whatever is easiest for them. I will always never understand why some people are alternative. Like, I understand like alternative music, but throwing them into alternative sometimes just seems a little bit lazy. Maybe do your research. Maybe actually, even if it's like a niche genre, knowing that genre makes people want to discover more of that genre and then find different artists that also produce art in within that genre, which is how people get discovered. And I think just labeling it as alternative is kind of like something that I don't really love. Same thing goes for Worldwide. Worldwide is just like anything that isn't North American, you're Worldwide. Anything that isn't pop or R&B, Worldwide. You know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of just like iffy. It's like, for me, it's like I'd much rather you actually write right here like flamenco instead of Worldwide. But I guess it is what it is. I don't know. That also could be like their choice and just like making it simple for the audience. But yeah, it is what it is. Moving down the track after that, we have Festival del Cielo, which just means Festival of the Sky. My Foolish Heart, Rosa de los Vientos, which is the title track. And then I wanted to play a couple more of these songs. This one's called Amilla Cero, Solea por Bulerías. Kind of sticking on that Bulerías theme a little bit. I'll play the song, we'll come back, wrap up the show, and then we'll play one more song to log us out for the day. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Milla Cero by Lara Wong.
Thank you.
this song is unfortunately on the longer side, so I wish I could play the entire thing, but I do have to log off and wrap up the show for today. I kid you not, I feel like an hour just flies by when I'm just yapping and talking consistently about God knows what, if I'm being honest. I don't even remember sometimes what I say. But next up at noon, we do have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, so definitely stick around and tune in for a new episode with Dave. It's always fun. It's super wholesome, and we discover new things with him, so why not? Yeah, I'm going to be playing one more song after kind of giving the spiel of what it is. I'll see you guys next week for a new... Yeah, next week, right? Yeah, Friday, yeah. Next week for a new episode on Discali with new artists, new music, as always. Guys, don't forget, today is New Music Friday. We have a bunch of artists that have just released new songs and new albums. We have notable ones. We have Charlie XCX releasing the Brat Deluxe, Everything's Different, But It's Not, of her album Brat, with a bunch of featured artists on the remix, like Ariana Grande. We have BB Trix. We have Caroline Polachek. We have The Japanese House in 1975. John Hopkins. Bon Iver. Like, definitely check it out, guys. It's a very experimental album, like I've said earlier in this episode. And I'm still coming to slowly listen to everything. I think we also have Tyla releasing her deluxe today. I kind of just want to quickly check. Maybe I can't exactly. Yeah, Tyla releasing the deluxe. We also have Eshniko with a new EP. We have The Cure with a couple new songs, Surufus du Sol. And I think that's it. I think that's it on my end. But yeah, that's basically it. If you do want to know more about my show and you want to just keep up to date, I am on Instagram and TikTok on _Discali_. Reach out to me if you ever have any song recommendations or any album that you want me to review. I'm always open to, you know, listening to all types of music. Yeah, I'll see you guys next week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll play the last song, which is going to be A Compas en Usera, Bulerías del Chino, featuring Bandolero, which I guess we've come to know that is José Manuel Ruiz Motos. You're CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Lara Wong. Thank you.